Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Welcome to this special weekend podcast we do for you every other weekend. We like to highlight some of the really great interviews we do on the radio show. It's not due to me, but great guests, and you deserve to hear from them. If you'd like to listen to the radio show live, go to Bongino.com any weekday. Click on Station Finder to find out where there's a station near you. We've got a great lineup for you this weekend as well. Let me get to our first sponsor. Hey, you having trouble sleeping or staying asleep? Trust me, I've been there. I'm there a lot. It's not just about feeling tired the next day. It's about the toll poor sleep can take on every aspect of your life. But guess what? There's hope on the horizon. Comes in the form of Beams Dream Powder. The stuff's been a game changer for me. You see, when we're sleeping well, we can be sharper, more focused, and ready to tackle whatever life throws our way. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder. It's a science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep's never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause the next day grogginess. We don't like that. But Dream contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. You want to try it? Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, where Beam is now offering Bongino listeners an exclusive discount. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino. Or use code Bongino for up to 45% off. shopbeam.com/Bongino. First up today, we talk with Scott Pressler about what's really important: getting people registered to vote, but more importantly, voting early. Don't make the Republicans waste a lot of money like the Trump campaign and chase your vote. You got to vote early. Bank your vote, please. Pressler will give you the details here. If you don't know Scott Pressler, you have to. He's great. If we win Pennsylvania, I think we're going to win this election. All right, I want to welcome back to the show a guy committed to the do, not just the talk. You know, talk is great. That's what I do. But if it doesn't motivate action, it's kind of useless. Action's what changes the world and adds value, not just talk. Scott Pressler, welcome back to the show. Thanks for your hard work. We appreciate it.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So we've got about 80 days plus left. Actually, less than that, Scott. Early voting starts relatively quickly. You have been on the ground for a long time. You have committed your life, basically, to registering more Republican voters. First, please give me an update on Pennsylvania, because you and I both know if we win Pennsylvania, the Trump campaign, it's not impossible, but very difficult for Kamala Harris to put together the electoral math. You have been focused like a laser. Give us some updates, hopefully something optimistic.
Yes, Pennsylvania wins the White House. A lot has changed, Dan. Since I last spoke with you, we have hired a state director for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I have 12 additional field staff on the ground all across the Commonwealth. And now, in the last 3 weeks, since the Democrats undemocratically pushed Joe Biden aside, making Kamala their presumptive nominee, having Tim Walz, stolen valor Tim Walz, go in there, you know, we've seen a lot of contrived and calculated momentum on social media. And even myself, I was thinking, you know, are the Democrats going to get a bump in voter registration? Well, I'm here to tell you that every single week for the last 3 weeks since Joe Biden was pushed aside, Republicans have maintained a net gain of more registered Republicans than Democrats across all 67 counties. Now, nice. It gets even better, Dan. And I'm not here to sell hopium. I'm just here to tell you facts and data. Since we last spoke,
that's why we have you. You're not a BS guy, so go for it.
We flipped Bucks County from blue to red. Now, nice. Let me provide context. 4 years ago, there were 15,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. And as of Monday of this week, there are now 500 more registered Republicans. That is a flip of 15,500 in just 4 years. And when you realize that 2020 came down to 80,000 votes statewide, that's one-tenth of what we need in just one county to win the election. And furthermore, Newsweek, not Newsmax, Newsweek, they reported yesterday that in Pennsylvania, Republicans are outpacing the Democrats 4-1 statewide. So I'm here to tell people, do not believe the polls. Do not believe what you are seeing that is calculated and contrived on social media. We are not seeing the Kamala enthusiasm online reflected in the data on the ground. And last point I want to make is, if you're worried about this election, if you feel scared about the future of our country, then I ask you, help me register more voters in Pennsylvania.
How can, wait, tell them how. I want to make sure we get this out. Tell them exactly how they can help you.
So I want to give a shout out to Ellis Dukehart. He is one of our staff. You know what he did in the last 2 days, Dan? We have a list of every FFL, Federal Firearms License Company in Pennsylvania. Ellis visited in person 13 different gun stores in the last 2 days. He brought with him voter registration forms, and he asked the business owners, would they be willing to put out voter registration forms so every single hunter, every single gun enthusiast gets registered to vote? And 13 out of 13 said yes. So wherever you are in the country right now listening to Dan Bongino, yes, while Pennsylvania is important, we have millions of hunters from Arizona to North Carolina to Wisconsin to Pennsylvania that I want you all to do that very process. Print out some voter registration forms, type into the internet, Pennsylvania voter registration application, print them off, go visit your local gun store and get to work. And this is not limited to gun stores. You can go to Cabela's. And you can ask your priest for permission to register voters. And you can go to Home Depot and Walmart and farmers markets to also reach out to our Amish. And I'll tell you, with Josh Shapiro, our Democrat governor that has been waging a war on religious freedom and school choice and small businesses and dairy farms and forced vaccinations, we're seeing the Amish registering to vote in droves. And so we must also be at our farmers markets.
Scott, the Democrats must hate you. We're talking to Scott Pressler. Scott, what, give your website out, please, and I want to ask you another question. Give the website out so they can help you directly in this effort.
Thank you. My website is early, like you're early to something, votevoteaction.com. That's earlyvoteaction.com.
Bongino Army, you know what to do. Scott, you said something really important. You know, having run for office and lost, but getting the ground operating experience, I don't want people to dismiss easily what you just said. You are flipping people from Democrat to Republican or just registering new people as Republicans. That matters. Yeah. Was when you were a candidate like I was in this congressional race, you'll get a walk list. So in other words, you don't know who people voted for in the United States. It's a secret ballot. But you know their voter registration. That's not secret at all. So if I'm a Republican candidate, whatever, Dan Bongino for Congress, I get a walk list in a primary. And obviously in a primary, I'm only going to knock on Republican doors. In the general, you may knock on some Democrat doors too. The point I'm trying to make is your actions in Pennsylvania with your group by flipping people or registering new people, these are people who are now going to appear for the first time on walk lists for assembly candidates, state senate candidates, dog catcher, city councilman, Congress. They are going to meet Republicans from this point on who they've never shown up on the radar before. This is not just some incidental thing. This is critical to flipping swing states.
Well, and you're so right. This is top to bottom. The work that we're doing, yes, is going to help President Donald Trump, but it's also going to help McCormick for the Senate seat to give President Trump a Senate so we can pass legislation. This is going to help Bresnahan defeat Democrat Matt Cartwright in Northeast Pennsylvania. This is going to help take back the state house in Pennsylvania and keep our state Senate. So in 2 years after we elect President Trump this November, we can defeat Josh Shapiro. This is a long game. But I do also want to point out one other county, because Luzerne County, we are 1,100 voters away from flipping Luzerne County from blue to red. And to give you context, 4 years ago, Dan, there were 24,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans.
Wow.
And get this, the boss, the big guy, he's coming to Wilkes-Barre this Saturday. And so my entire early vote action team will be there. I will be there. And we hope within the next coming weeks to have also flipped Luzerne County from blue to red. We are making substantial progress.
We're talking to Scott Pressler. He is a one-man voter registration machine. He's dedicated his life to it. Scott, I want you to tell the audience, because no one has more expertise than you. No one. I mean, even the RNC probably acknowledges you're the guy to go to for this. I've been begging them to bank their vote early in the early voting process for two reasons. Number one, I don't want to see shenanigans on election day, which are very possible. But second, it's a reason I haven't gotten into yet. It costs money to go chase votes, and they know when you voted. Again, they don't know who you vote for, folks, but they know you voted. They can tell. So if you don't vote and you wait to election day, Republican candidates have to then spend money on a mailer to keep sending a mailer to you because you didn't vote yet. That's why another reason Democrats vote early. It's cheaper for them to vote early because then they get wiped off the list and you don't have to waste postage mailing to people who are waiting on election day for no good reason. We've got to bank our vote. We cannot wait for election day. Your thoughts?
In Nevada in 2022, it snowed on election day. Adam Laxalt lost by 8,000 votes. 150,000 registered Nevada Republicans did not vote. In Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, Luzerne County, they ran out of paper ballots on election day in November of 2022. And in Maricopa County in Arizona, we all know that the machines had printing errors on election day. And furthermore, I was there in Milwaukee at the RNC. What happened the day after? The power outage happened. People were grounded, and it actually affected early voting polling locations in Arizona because of that polling that power outage. So what I'm doing, Dan, is I have been posting to the Pennsylvania Department of State daily, asking them to make sure that not a single illegal alien or non-citizen is on voter rolls. They have not responded to me. They have not responded to my election integrity requests. So I have been going in person, county to county, delivering an early vote action letter asking three things. A, can you tell us with certainty that not a single illegal alien is registered to vote within your county's voter rolls? B, what is your plan to make sure that your county does not run out of any paper ballots at polling locations? And C, do your polling locations have backup generators in case the electricity goes out on election day that you will still be able to maintain the voter process? And so I need everybody's help. I need you to contact your Pennsylvania county registrar, county recorder, and ask them those questions. Put pressure peacefully to provide for accountability and transparency. Let's be proactive going into this November. Let's not wait for shenanigans to happen. Let's be proactive.
And you agree with me, correct? The bank, get that vote in there. Get it in there. Yes. It makes sense to wait.
Let me make this crystal clear. Sorry to interrupt you, Dan. My organization is Early Vote Action, and yes, I am moving to Pennsylvania. I bought property in Pennsylvania just to cast my vote for Donald Trump, and because I'm going to be crisscrossing this entire state from now until November, doing everything I can to get out the vote, I will be voting early in person in Pennsylvania. I will be locking in my vote early, and especially to our truck drivers that are serving us, to our police officers, to our firefighters, to our pilots, to our flight attendants, to any member of the service industry that is working tirelessly to serve us, the American people. I encourage you, because I know that you work long 12-hour shifts, I encourage you to lock in your vote early, because we don't want to miss any opportunity to elect Donald J. Trump this November.
Please. Folks, if we win Pennsylvania, I'm telling you, Scott was 48.7262% of it. I'm serious, man. Scott, unfortunately, I got to run your website one last time for the people who want to help you get the job done. Scott needs your help. What is it?
Help me hire more staff. Please financially contribute at earlyvoteaction.com. Please donate at earlyvoteaction.com. Dan, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Hey, listen, we'll do it again, man. You just, you know, you message me when you got something to say, and I only have doers on the show. I'm not interested in chatterboxes anymore. Scott Pressler, thanks for your hard work, man. We'll have you back before the election. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Let's go. All right, bye.
Let's go. Man, this guy, I'm telling you, he is, there probably isn't a single human being outside of Donald Trump hated more by the Democrats than Scott. I'm telling you right now, the guy has registered more voters than multi-million dollar organizations. This is all he does. This is not an act, folks. It's not a shtick. Go follow his social media. He is everywhere, all the time, every day. It is, you want to talk about a laser-focused individual. This is what he does. Registers voters. Registers, and I told you why that matters. You register voters, they appear on walk lists. They all of a sudden start meeting Republicans for the first time. These are the things we explain on this show you may not get in other places. Another great interview coming up, but let's hear from our next sponsor. Hey, before Birch, I didn't really endorse any gold companies. I didn't think there was a need to own gold, so I wouldn't recommend it to my listeners. That's just the facts. But now with all the insanity going on, folks, I'm glad I did really well on my Birch gold purchases. You know, the endless printing of money, skyrocketing national debt, global chaos, and yes, an election in November with big ramifications. So I buy gold, and I've been buying gold from Birch Gold for some time now. Gives me the peace of mind knowing if the bottom falls out of our economy, I have something of value to anchor me and my family. If you want that same peace of mind, you can protect your savings by diversifying into physical gold, the coins or the bars from Birch Gold, B-I-R-C-H. And they'll ship it fully insured directly to your home. You already have home and auto insurance. Consider adding financial insurance with an investment in gold. To get started, just text Dan to 989898 to get a free info kit on how it works. Moving some of your savings to gold is one thing you can do to help provide real financial security for your family in case you ever need it. Text Dan to 989898 today. Message and data rates apply. You guys all know Julie Kelly out there. She's been all over this January 6th pipe bomber case. It's one of the biggest scandals of our time. Take a listen. All right, right to it. No time to waste. Julie Kelly, one of the best reporters out there. Her and Darren Beatty are primarily responsible for keeping the biggest scandal, or one of them, in modern political history in the news. What the hell was a pipe bomb doing in front of Kamala Harris's location at the DNC on January 6th? Julie, you can follow her. She's at Julie_Kelly2 on X. And I just retweeted her article. Julie, really amazing video that came out yesterday. Thanks for joining us today.
Dan, thank you so much, as always, for covering my work and Darren's and keeping the story alive, because we can't let it be buried like the media wants.
No, they do want it to go away. And as I've been saying, it's really strange because it would feed their narrative that the Chewbacca guy and evil red hat wearing MAGA Republicans were going to take over the government and almost kill Kamala Harris, yet nobody wants to talk about it. So the video you got, it's on your social media in your article. You can check it out, and I encourage you to. The video you have now appears to show a DC Metro vehicle and a guy getting out. We don't know if he's a police officer. We don't know who he is. I don't want to make any assumptions. We don't know who it is, but it's definitely a DC Metro vehicle. Gets out right before this bomb was allegedly found and appears to have some type of black bag. Now, Julie, that's really interesting because a bunch of explosives personnel, including dogs and EOD techs, missed this alleged bomb, and no one's seen the bomb actually being placed there. What's going on? Have you gotten any comment on the video since you put this story out yesterday?
I've been getting a lot of comment, and I believe that Republicans in Congress, and of course people like Tom Massey and Representative Barry Loudermilk, have been really on top of everything J6. So I believe that they are going to pursue this and try to find out who that individual was that exited the DC Metro SUV at 12:51 that day. He moves out of the sight line of this main security camera that is aimed towards one of the entrances at the DNC, including the driveway where Kamala Harris's motorcade entered at 11:25 a.m. He moves out of the sight of that camera. There's no camera, by the way, in the two benches in the shrub area where the bomb, we were told, Dan, was planted the night before, remember? Right. So there's no camera footage from that angle. He moves out at 12:51. He's carrying a bag. He's kind of covered head to toe. He kind of puts one of his jackets or something over his face. 12:53, he exits that frame. He's back into the security camera location, and he gets back into that DC Metro SUV. About 12 minutes later, the device, quote unquote, is finally detected by a plainclothes Capitol police officer, and this coincides with about 20 minutes after a device was allegedly found at the RNC. So it's very clear now, Dan, There was no pipe bomb there the night before. There was no device there, which is why bomb sniffing canines didn't pick it up. Dozens of passersby and pedestrians, several.
DNC security, DC Metro police, security. Secret Service post standards, Secret Service motorcade drivers, DC Metro drivers. It's incredible how hundreds of people with trained law enforcement security professionals, including a dog with some pretty heavy ethmo turbinates, who has no political agenda. It's a freaking dog. Managed to not sniff black powder. So crazy, Julie. So weird.
Well, and we were told again by the FBI this was a viable device, that it had black explosive powder, that it was lethal, that it could have killed people. The Department of Homeland Security Inspector General Joseph Kafari confirmed in his report released a few weeks ago that she came within 20 feet of this alleged device, if it was where we were told and have been told it was planted the evening before. And again, media completely ghosting the story, including the report. Kamala Harris never talks about it. Joe Biden never talks about it. In his numerous rants about January 6th, which was the centerpiece of his reelection campaign, he talks about the gallows. He talks about the mobs. He talks about, you know, broken windows. He never talks about the crazy MAGA bomber who almost blew up his incoming vice president.
Wow.
Come on.
So crazy, right? I mean, Kamala was almost killed by a deranged MAGA, probably red hat wearing. Maybe he was, you know, going out for Subway sandwiches and the guy probably had like some bleach and was screaming, you know, this is MAGA country too. And right, they have some of you get that. They have this amazing story. And yet, Julie, Kamala never, ever talks about her being at the DNC. But let me get to some. Again, you and Darren, if it were not for you two, this story's gone, disappeared. No one would be covering it. Zero. You guys have been all over this. Darren did some reporting a while back. The FBI, who, of course, I don't trust as far as I could throw at all, is claiming, no, the pipe bomb was there. It was planted the night before by this guy we have on video. We're like, oh, okay. The guy you're showing us on the video makes a phone call. Do you have the phone records? And it's weird. The FBI is like, no, just those phone records are corrupted. We can't find those. They can find everyone else, Julie. January 6th, Grandma Smith is in jail because of phone records. They have her. They can't find his phone records. There's no actual video in the released FBI video from the night before of a bomb being planted. None. You just see this figure. And Darren's reporting indicates that there may be some manipulation going on of the actual video. I don't believe it, Julie. I believe you are absolutely 100% correct. That bomb was planted by some anti-Trump lunatic minutes before being found as some plot to stop Republicans from questioning the results of the election. I now have zero doubt.
Right. And I know that you said that today on your podcast, and I think that that's absolutely right. And you said plan B, but then you said, no, this was plan A.
Plan A.
Yeah.
Go into that. What do you think about that?
Well, and look, we're going to have a lot more on this. Keep in mind, too, that one of the D.C. law enforcement officials, Donnell Harvin, and he is on social media all the time blasting Donald Trump. He did a tabletop exercise with another DHS official. He's head of D.C., DHS, Emergency Service, you know, blah, 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 one of those agencies. He was so worried that there could be a pipe bomb scare that they did a tabletop exercise December 30th of 2020.
Oh, wow. That is so weird. It's like they knew something was going to, gosh, these guys are good at this, Julie. But they did a tabletop exercise like, hey guys, winky, winky nod. What if we found a pipe bomb that interrupted Republicans from questioning the election? And then the weird thing, Julie, is they do the exercise. And then according to the FBI, they actually missed the pipe bomb. Wow, that's so crazy, man. I can't believe it.
And the woman who found the one at the RNC, Carolyn Younger, she just happened to be doing her laundry, and she worked at home for FirstNet, the public-private first responder communications system that had gotten a $92 million grant from the FBI the month before. All of these coincidences were supposed to be. Again, I want to underscore one thing. People say, well, how did they think they would get away with this? You know why, Dan? They thought they had January 6th so locked down, that narrative so locked down, that anyone who disputed it was an insurrectionist would be cast out. They never imagined 3.5 years later that you and me and Darren Beatty and other influencers would still be digging, would still be coming up with this video, would still be asking questions and exposing it. They thought it was done and over.
Yeah, and no, there is zero, absolutely zero chance I'm letting this go. Julie, let me ask you another question here about this. I think they're out to this entire thing. The deep state I'm talking about, the way they're going to try to get out of this thing when they are forced by either a Trump presidency, a declassification, or a whistleblower, when they're forced to tell the truth, and I'd like your opinion on this, their out is going to be this. You know what? It was a training exercise that day. We put this fake bomb out there. You know, we had this incoming administration. We want to be sure security was tight. It was a training exercise. I say that because it's the only way they can kind of wiggle their way out of this or try to without seeming like they almost killed the vice president of the United States in furtherance of a political narrative. Look at what these MAGA guys are doing. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, they definitely could. There's just such a long record of the FBI insisting that this was a legitimate device, increasing the reward. You know, so you've got top officials on record early on. Stephen D'Antuono, recall, was head of the Washington FBI field office, fresh off the heels of successfully implementing the Whitmer Fednapping hoax. He was promoted from Michigan to Washington. He gave a long video in March of 2021 talking about the bomber. And if you have any suspects, well, how could it be a training exercise by whom? And the FBI completely cut out of it. They could come up with that excuse. And you know that people in the media, they will jump on that and say, oh, well, now this makes sense. So sure, you know, now we can pay attention to the pipe bomb again. But, you know, and there's just going to be a lot more to come. And I do think that Republicans in Congress, and this is another reason Donald Trump has to win, it is our only hope of exposing all of the corruption behind January 6th.
We're talking to Julie Kelly. Please follow her. This is I need you to do this or you're going to miss all the details on the story. Follow her and Darren. She is at Julie_Kelly2. Subscribe to her Substack. You're not going to, folks, the story's going to go right over your head if you're not. And it is a huge, huge, huge scandal. Julie, the Secret Service missing text from that day. That's another scandal here. This is one of the reasons I'm led to believe, and I know there's various opinions, and I have enormous respect for both of you guys. I don't think the Secret Service was involved directly in this. I know a lot of people can, let me just explain why. There is way too much liability for them. I think what happened with the Secret Service and the reason the text disappeared that day is that they were told, hey, listen, that was a training device. Here's what we're doing. They then realized that whether it was a training device or not, they're getting played. They look horrendous. They look like, oh my gosh, we just let a pipe bomb, fake or real or not, appear near our protectee, and we missed the entire thing. How did this happen? And then they decided to take advantage of the chaos afterwards by making it go away. And the reason I say that is I'm not suggesting people at the top may not have known, that I can't vouch for, but the guys on the ground and the women on the ground, obviously a huge lapse. There's too much liability for them personally. There's no way to get out of it that this bomb was found. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't just go, oh no, I did my job. They didn't. They missed it. Your thoughts on that? And again, if you have a different opinion, let me know. But I think that's why those texts are gone.
Unfortunately, I think just because I'm so twisted at this point, I do think that.
No, I get it. I get it.
They were,
I totally
deleted,
get it.
Because they were in on this. Again, we still don't know why Kamala Harris left the Capitol at 11:15 and went to the DNC. Why did she leave the Capitol? As you have said, and we've discussed, this was the pinnacle of her career. She's going to make American history, the first woman of color as the incoming vice president. She's at the Capitol for a Senate intelligence briefing. She inexplicably leaves to go to the DNC. Where she remained, she didn't even go back for the beginning of the joint session that started at 1 o'clock. She didn't even hightail it back there. She was also a U.S. senator. She was part of the proceedings that day. So why?
I hope you understand. I know it doesn't make any sense. I hope you understand. I'm not giving them a pass. And I'm not talking about the management. Ron Rowe and Kim Cheadle are clearly up to no good. No doubt in my mind. Kim Cheadle, I have zero doubt, is lying about the text. She was a former director. And Ron Rowe was in the Protective Operations Secret Service branch when all this was going down. These unquestionably are not good people. Mm-hmm. The guys on the ground, it's just, to me, is such, I don't know, maybe it's just misplaced faith. Julie, I wish I had more time with you. An amazing story, folks. It's up there at Declassified. That's Julie's blog. It's at Julie_Kelly2. I just retweeted it. Please support this amazing journalist. And she has a book out called January 6th. You should read too. Julie, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
You're the best, Dan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. She's great. Folks, I hope you don't think I'm giving anybody a pass. It's obvious I'm not. It's so much liability. For people who are, they're not making a lot of money. They're probably GS-12s, maybe GS-13s. For someone to come up to them and go, hey, ignore this bomb and we can't tell you why. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me. Now, the management, after what we've learned recently, that's a whole different story. But I have zero doubt that that bomb was planted and that bomb was definitely not there the night before. No chance. I've got an interview coming up about our dreadful economy and what you're not being told. There's some secrets out there, but our next sponsor first. Hey, Omaha Steaks has been providing families across our great country with the finest quality steaks for over 100 years. My family included. Love Omaha Steaks. These guys are always stealing out of my freezer, but it's okay because it's good stuff and we love it. How many companies can say they've successfully been in business for a century? And to celebrate, they're offering 50% off site-wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, you get $30 off with my promo code Bongino. 50% off at omahasteaks.com. Put in code Bongino. Get another $30 off for some darn great food. We eat this all the time. You know why? Because it tastes delicious. From butcher's cut top sirloins, beef sirloin tips, boneless chicken breasts, or good old-fashioned Omaha Steaks burgers are a protein lover's dream. Everything's flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and ready to prepare, so it makes dinner prep fast and easy. Five generations have run this family-owned business, and they take pride in the quality of the food they deliver. They offer an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Look for the anniversary sale. Celebrate 100 years. Get 50% off site-wide, plus $30 off if you use code Bongino. Minimum purchase may apply. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code Bongino. Delicious food. Check out the burgers, too. Amazing. Whenever we want to talk economics, we go with our friend EJ Antoni. It's all the hidden secrets the Biden administration is not telling you about. Folks, these are some of the most important segments we do because they directly impact your wallet that Kamala Harris wants to unburden with money. She wants to unburden it by lightening your wallet, removing some of that money, and then placing it into government coffers so they can flush it down the toilet bowl. Here to talk about the current state of the economy is one of the best economic minds out there, a guy I follow on social media, and you should too, EJ Antoni. EJ, welcome back to the show.
Dan, thank you for having me again.
Well, I follow you on social media because you're always ahead of the curve on these things. First, let me just ask you a very simple question. I get it. You know, one can predict the future. 1,000 different variables could happen. Wars. I get it. But say we're on the current trajectory we're on now, the unemployment numbers, productivity numbers. Do you sense a recession might be close or even before the November election? Because that would change everything.
Yeah, I really do, Dan. I would not be surprised, actually, if they eventually backdate a recession to beginning this month in August. And unfortunately, we're never going to know before the election whether one has actually begun or not, because we're not going to get that official pronouncement handed down to us, if you will. But I think the American people at this point can look around and see their own personal finances, see what's going on around them, and get a pretty good sense that the economy is not doing well.
Yeah. We're talking to EJ Antoni. EJ, what I don't like is the Democrats trying to distance themselves from policies that have been directly implicated in this economic malaise being caused right now. And I use that word intentionally. I am not naive. I understand that swampy Republicans for years have played into the debt crisis, and some of them are now playing into the current tax crisis as well with a lot of this manipulations of the tax code. I get it. And I just think the Democrats are far worse. And that's why, you know, I'm forced to vote Republican most of the time. I wish I could vote conservative. But there is absolutely zero doubt that Team Biden, Harris, now Tim Walz, are all on the side of borderline socialist, if not outright socialist type redistribution. They want a massive increase in the corporate tax rate. They want massive government spending to not only continue to be, but be enhanced. I mean, these are the types of things that are directly causing the economic crisis we're in now through things like crowd out and productivity problems as companies have to forfeit more money over to the government.
Oh, absolutely, Dan. That's all 100% right. I think you're spot on. And I would add to that, that Kamala's VP pick even wants to put a surcharge tax on capital gains and dividends. Can you imagine what that's going to do to people's retirement accounts? I mean, it's just absolutely going to wipe them out, because those taxes apply not just to real increases in value, but just nominal increases. In other words, as stocks go up because of inflation, which, by the way, accounts for 3/4 of all the stock gains we have seen under the Biden-Harris administration, you don't just owe tax on the real increase, you even owe tax on the nominal increase from inflation. In other words, you add in these additional surcharges on top of that, and you end up with a negative real rate of return. You would have been better stuffing your money under a mattress.
Yeah, this isn't hard math to figure out, even if you're a leftist. If inflation is, say, well, just, you know, pick fingers, 5%, five fingers, whatever. Inflation's 5%, and you make a 5% nominal gain in the stock market, you have not made any real money. So if you're then taxed on this fake gain, you have effectively lost money. In other words, what you could have bought before your fake 5% gain, you can actually buy less now because you've had to give that fake gain over to the government, which they then really take.
Exactly, Dan. And, you know, this is the exact same thing that we see when this administration talks about how families are making more today than they ever have before. I mean, sure, that's true in a technical sense, but it's not really true in any meaningful sense, because although the typical American family's weekly paycheck has gotten much bigger over the last couple of years, on average, it buys much less. How much less? About $4,000 less. I mean, can you imagine what that does to families right now? You have countless Americans who can't even afford groceries. They're having to use credit cards. You know, Dan, I just saw a statistic. Half of American families right now can't afford back-to-school supplies for their kids. They can't even afford crayons and notebooks. This is insane. They're literally having to put this stuff on a credit card that they can't pay off.
Yeah. We're talking to E.J. Antoni, economist. We're at Heritage. You're still at Heritage, right? Sorry, should I? You still over there?
I am. For now. We'll see. I don't know.
Okay, good. I just want to check it in.
But I hope they do.
Well, we love you, and I follow you on social because you're always ahead of this stuff. You just said something, though, I wanted to kind of reiterate to my audience as to why I believe politically the economic ramifications of the Biden years have been far worse politically than they were in Obama. Obama managed to get reelected despite an economy, EJ, that you and I followed that candidly was probably just as bad. Obama in 8 years never reached 3% GDP growth, the first president in modern history not to be able to do it. Productivity was in the tank. It was really a terrible economy. But Obama managed to get reelected because it was a couple of layers removed. He managed to distance himself from it, excuse me, by blaming greedy corporations and others. The problem Biden has is inflation is a very unique economic crisis because everybody understands it just by the cash register. I mean, you can't hide it. You can't just go, oh my gosh, look, you know, we hiked the corporate tax on those greedy corporations instead of reinvesting the money, blah, 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 and talk people into a ditch. They experience it every day. They may get a raise at work, but they realize, wow, I can't afford my insurance bill anymore. I can't afford my car payment. Inflation's a unique crisis that Biden created through this milieu of really horrible decision making. And that's why people get it. And I think that's why they're going to have a real problem pulling the lever for him if they're not diehard Democrats in this election.
Well, Dan, and I think it's important to emphasize that this is not simply a Biden problem. This is a Biden-Harris problem. She owns this agenda. You know, not only was she the biggest cheerleader for all the runaway spending over the last several years as the vice president of this administration, but also as the president of the Senate, she cast two tie-breaking votes for two of the three biggest spending bills we have seen over the last 3.5 years. So she bears a tremendous amount of responsibility here. She has to own the inflation crisis because she helped cause it. And you know, one other thing that we really need to point out, that these inflation numbers don't really capture the true cost of living crisis that families are facing today because they ignore regulatory costs. You know, the Trump administration, I don't think, gets enough credit here for what they did with regulatory reform. They reduced regulatory costs on the average family by $2,000 per year, every year, through their efforts. Conversely, what has happened under the Biden-Harris administration? We've seen the opposite. We've seen regulatory burdens increase by $5,000 per family per year, every year. That's a tremendous additional burden that isn't even counted in these inflation metrics.
I think that's important that we all understand that, folks, what EJ just said. Government regulations are effectively a tax. Hey, I'll just give you a quick example. I have this Secret Service coin on my desk or whatever. It looks like an old badge. Let's say you work for one of these coin makers and Biden puts out a regulation saying, if you make a coin with this type of metal, you're going to have to pay for an environmental analysis. The environmental analysis could cost $10,000, $15,000. Candidly, EJ, I'd rather pay a tax that costs me $2,000 than a regulation that costs me $10,000. So when you talk about things like Trump's deregulation and his destruction of government red tape, which is a matter of record, you can go look at the Federal Register, compared to Biden growing the Federal Register and just dramatically expanding red tape, these aren't secondary, tertiary costs. This is real money coming out of your business's wallet and bank account that is then not going to workers to create cheaper products.
Exactly, Dan. You're spot on here. And again, you know, we got to emphasize that when you hear in the news, oh, inflation is down, everything's fine. Really? Then why do I keep paying more when I fill up my tank or when I put groceries in the back seat? Why is it I'm driving around on bald tires because I can't afford new ones? Why are these costs still going up when they tell me inflation is down? A lot of that has to do with the fact that they're not counting many of these costs, regulatory burdens chief among them.
Yeah, they're real. EJ, one more Biden era initiative, which again, no sane person can question unless you're a hyper partisan gaslighting lunatic, is the Biden team has not been friendly to a pro energy agenda. They just haven't. Between LNG export restrictions, refinery restrictions, pipeline permitting issues, you know, even Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat, he's a phony, whatever, but even Manchin tried to push for an permitting restriction relief, because if you're not going to have pipelines, you're not going to have gas. So what are you going to do? Transport it by rail? It's dangerous. It's laborious. It doesn't work. They've done this. Energy is fed into every price of everything. There's nothing out there made besides maybe you, John J. Rambo style, whittling away at a piece of wood to make a spike out of it. Everything's going to require some form of energy, petrochemicals, everything. Not to mention the plastics that come out of it and everything else. There has not been a more anti-energy agenda team than Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And that's another imposed tax on America as their heating bills go up, their gas bills go up. This is a de facto tax, if not a de jure one, right out of the chute that's costing people real money.
Dan, you are spot on again here, 100%. Look, you know, not only does energy affect the price of everything we do and everything we buy, but in America, because we can get natural gas out of the ground so much cheaper than most of the rest of the world, we actually use that and not oil for a lot of our chemical blend stocks. In other words, we use natural gas to make everything from the polyester fibers in your clothing to the plastic in your cell phone to even components in your car engine and everything in between. And so what happens is when you raise an input cost that is as ubiquitous as natural gas, you are going to cause costs to go up throughout the economy. And sure enough, that's what we've seen under this administration. These are the people that killed the Keystone XL pipeline literally on day one. From the beginning until all the way till today, they have been anti-energy.
EJ, I know I said it was the last question. One more. I got 2 minutes left. There's a thing in economics you and I both know called the substitution effect. You know, price of chicken goes up, people buy more beef. Price of beef goes up, they buy pork. You can substitute. You may not like it, but there's a way out of it. That's not the case with energy prices. What you just said is accurate. There's no way to avoid energy prices if you're going to restrict energy like the Biden administration with Harris are committed to. There's just no way. It's built into every single thing.
That's right, Dan. And, you know, that substitution effect, by the way, that happens not only at the local level, right? It happens not only when the individual consumer is choosing, like you mentioned, what kind of meat do I want to buy? It happens at the international level as well. In other words, when we're not producing enough energy exports, countries have to turn to sometimes hostile nations like Iran, right, and buy energy from them. And so now, instead of money going to put Americans to work, you're putting money into the coffers of the warlords, right, in Iran, and you're funding terrorism.
Right. And I mean, it's just amazing how we're funding this war in Ukraine, whatever your position is. I'm not even going to talk about that now. That's for another day. But we're funding a war in Ukraine while simultaneously restricting our own natural gas supply to allow others to buy natural gas to Russia. We're like effectively funding both sides of this war, which is an obscenity. EJ, you're awesome. They need to follow you. EJ Antoni, he is on social media, on X and elsewhere. Give him a follow if you want to stay way ahead of the curve on the economics news of the day. EJ, we'll have you back as always. You're our resident economist on the show. We love you. Thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it.
No, my pleasure, Dan. Thank you for having me.
You got it. That guy's one of the best, folks. Please give him a follow on social media. EJ Antoni, it's worth your time. Look at all the numbers he has up there on consumer debt. The economy is worse than you think. You know, I haven't been dramatic. It's not the worst we've ever seen. I'm never going to engage in hyperbole to spin your wheels. Okay, I'm not going to do that. It's bad enough that we should vote the right way. I'm just telling you, it's not as bad as some people will tell you. But it's a lot worse than Biden and Harris are telling you and the media. You look at the numbers and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Real wages, consumer debt. We are in a lot of trouble. Next, one of those rants. You know what I'm talking about. When I kind of lose my mind on the air, they're great. I know you love them. I know I do. It's like therapy. But first, our next sponsor. Do you think your skin enjoyed the summer as much as you did? Ladies and gentlemen, here's Stephanie from Santa Cruz, California. I have skin damage from years in the sun. Love this product. It helps reduce the appearance of the various discolorations and leaves my skin looking younger. Great, even at my age. Stephanie's raving about the Genucel Skincare Dark Spot Corrector, a must-have now after months of record heat and time in the sun. Sunspots, brown spots, discoloration, and even red inflamed patches could all disappear in front of your very eyes. The Genucel skincare guarantee is amazing. You'll see results the very first day, guaranteed your money back. So take advantage of the Genucel current most popular package, which includes also the classic Genucel bags and puffiness treatment and immediate effects, all at about 70% off. So you can try the best skincare in the world for yourself completely risk-free. It's simple. Go to Genucel.com/Dan today and start looking years, even decades younger tomorrow. That's Genucel.com/Dan. Genucel.com/Dan is a special gift. Every package order includes the brand new Genucel Liquid Collagen Builder free, guaranteed to help improve the appearance of your skin, hair, and nails. Yours free today. Genucel.com/Dan. Genucel.com/Dan. The government sucks. Yeah, it sucks. They ruin everything. Every single thing they touch. I go into some detail in this rant. This is why you got to listen to the radio show, by the way, in addition to the podcast, because in the 5 minute break between the 11 a.m. podcast and the noon radio show, things get in my head, in my melon, little like brain worms, and I can't get them out. And because this is my psychotherapy session and I don't have a cocaine using Sigmund Freud to help me out here, you are my kind of, you're my release valve, you know? And I genuinely, serious time. I cannot get over how bad the government is at everything. It's not just the Secret Service story. I read to you a tweet from Mike Benz, the great Mike Benz, deep state analyst, covering this John Solomon piece about how this guy who the FBI is alleging wanted to kill Trump working with Iran, whether you believe that or not, I mean, it is the FBI and DOJ, so there's always reason to be skeptical, right? That not only was the guy on this terror watch list, but not only did we let him in, we let him in with special permission. You're like, Can you idiots, can you do anything right? Is there a single thing you can do right? I mean, I'm sitting here even during the break because I can't get this out of my head. I'm sorry. We got an election coming up and the choice has never been clearer. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe 1984, Reagan Mondale. But even Clinton, Bob Dole, Ross Perot, there was some crossover. Jim, you remember that, right? You know, Kamala's always like, and Venn diagrams or whatever. You know, those like circles that all intersect. There's always something they all agree on, right? This is one of those elections where there are two completely disparate worldviews, as Thomas Sowell would call them, like a conflict of visions. There's no intersection at all. You've got communist Kamala Harris and tampon Tim Walz, right? Stolen Valor guy. And then you've got Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. We know, because we're conservatives, what the Trump and Vance team stands for, because J.D. Vance has been a senator for a couple of years. He's got a record, and Donald Trump was president for 4 years. There's no mystery. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. You have this vision of America based on this mythological creature they call the federal government that is somehow this source of goodwill and the hero in the story, but they have no evidence to back it up. There is nothing we can do right. Not the Secret Service, not the FBI, not the intel community. Do you notice the intel community? I mean, they everything, all of these threats seem to, October 7th, how did we not know that? Isn't that our job, like, to know? How do we not know this stuff? Like, the government, they did do health care. Yeah, everything's screwed up. Everything. You just keep paying more money for less stuff. Think about this, right? Everything in your life that has been subjected to the principles of non-government free markets is better. Flat screen TVs, contacts, LASIK, dental services, Invisalign. Everything's better. You get the government involved, every single thing sucks. Your washing machine. Why does your washing machine suck? Not because people don't know how to build washing machines. Because the government had to get involved in the washing machine air conditioning business. Now nothing works. You try to turn on a... I had a guy, no joke, bro. I had a cat come over here not that long ago looking at my washing machine. Brand new. By the way, listen. The job pays well. All right? Good. Talking about money, you're probably a loser. However, it's important. I got a nice washing machine. It's not like $1 billion weapon. It's like, freaking thing was broke in like 6 months. Guy comes over. He's like, dude, my washing machine's from like 1985 or whatever. I'm never getting rid of it. He goes, you know why? It actually works and cleans clothes. I'm like, isn't this crazy? He's like, it's the government with the water restrictions. Nothing works. Same thing with the air conditioning guy. I got this freaking air conditioner. I don't even know how much the thing costs. It probably costs more than 5 cars. And the damn thing never works. The guy's like, it's all these government restrictions on this and Freon and all this other crap. Nothing works anymore. Nothing works. Everything the government touches, it destroys everything. The FBI has a thing called the terror watch list and just arrested a guy who they let in from the terror watch list who supposedly wanted to kill Trump, while the Secret Service, who's supposed to keep people from killing Trump, let a guy on a roof who came within a millimeter of killing Trump and murdered a guy and shot 2 others. And the liberals are running on. You understand that communist Kamala and tampon Tim are running on more of this. We need more of this in your life. Everything they touch sucks. Think about it, right? I promise I'm not done with the Secret Service story, but folks, I'm on a roll today and I can't. I'm sorry, man. Everything they touch, they burn to the freaking ground. You ever notice they say all the time, they're like, liberals, this is how stupid liberals are. Your liberal friends are freaking morons. They are the dumbest people on planet Earth. They are really stupid. Because they could look this stuff up and they'd see what I'm saying is true, but they choose to be stupid. And people who choose to be stupid are dumber than just standard stupid people. They're like extra stupid. Liberals complain all the time. They'll say two completely different things. They'll be like, oh my gosh, these healthcare costs are out of control. We got to get them under control. Healthcare is out of control. And then they say the same thing about education. Like, man, these college costs, Jim. They're out of control. They're unbelievable. This is incredible. Notice everything else in your life subject to the free market's gone down in cost. flat screen TVs. Again, LASIK surgery for your eye. It's all gone down. Jim made a shocking announcement there. Because, but Dan, that's weird. Isn't the government got a heavy kind of footprint in both of those spaces? You just said costs are out of control. Yeah, and liberals want more. Because when the government starts paying for stuff, air quotes, with your money, nobody cares about the cost or the quality at all. Like, not even a little bit. That's why costs are out of control. And liberals want more of this. Liberals will complain to other liberals about the costs of healthcare and college education. And when you say to them, Mr. Liberal Moron, do you think it's a coincidence that healthcare and education are the two spaces where the government you love has the biggest footprint, and that may have something to do with the fact that the costs are totally mismanaged? They're like, oh, I didn't get that, man. Of course you didn't get it, because you're stupid, because you're a stupid person. And I don't like stupid people. And I got to tell you something. I'm not running for office. Man, you're not going to convert any liberal. I don't care. I'm done trying to convert stupid people who are communists. I'm done. I'm trying to get people who are not communists motivated to know the fight we're fighting, which is against stupid communists that'll throw you in a gulag tomorrow. You think these people want to be convinced? They know absolutely categorically what I just said is true, and they don't care. Look it up. What the government spends. Do you have that? Oh, you do. Yeah. You want to hear gold? You want to hear gold right now. Now, liberals, this is not for you. You guys are stupid. Please turn off the radio show. This will only hurt your feelings because you're too dumb to ingest this, okay? That's what we call it in the business. Ingesting content, you know? You're too stupid for this. This is why everything the government touches, it burns to the ground. There is zero accountability in government at all. When you are in the private sector or the free market, when you spend money, the cost of what you're buying matters because it's your money. So you care about what it costs. And the quality of what you're buying matters too, because you're buying something for you. So you don't want to buy crap. Do you understand, you liberal imbeciles, that when government takes other people's money and spends it on other people, that neither one of those things matter and will never matter? Listen to Milton Friedman, the late, great Milton Friedman, and an economic genius, explain exactly this. Again, liberals, tune out. You're too dumb for this. Smart people, listen to this. This is why government sucks. And this is another reason, again, why the Secret Service cannot be fixed right now. You give that contract to a private security company, you've been fired, we would add a new one in. You're stuck with the same stuff. Check this out.
Well, you know, you can spend your own money on yourself. And when you spend your own money on yourself, you're very careful of what you spend it on, and you make sure that you get the most for your dollar. You can spend your own money on somebody else. You give gifts to other people. You take people out to dinner. And when you spend your own money on somebody else, you're very careful that you don't spend too much. You try to keep down the amount you spend. But you don't worry very much about what the other fellow's getting from it. You don't pay anything like as much attention to the gifts you buy for other people as to the things you buy for yourself. Or you can spend somebody else's money, as when you're spending the government's money. I say the government's money, the taxpayer's money, which the government has control over. Now you're spending somebody else's money. Let's say you're spending your boss's money. You're out to lunch on a expense account, but you're spending it on yourself. You're very careful that you get good things for your money. You try to have a good lunch and pick the right things, but you're not very much worried about whether you get the cheapest.
Spend all you want.
Spend all you want, and you'll be careless. Now, what happens when you spend somebody else's money on somebody else? You're a distributor of welfare funds. Well, you're interested in making your own life as good as you can. And most people have humane instincts and want to do the best they can. But you're not going to be anything like as careful in spending somebody else's money on somebody else. So there are four ways in which you can spend money.
Folks, if you understand that, I mean, if you really understand that, I don't mean you listened, but you heard it. Those aren't the same thing. If you heard that, you can't possibly be a liberal. You can't. You could be a social liberal. You may just, Bill Maher said it. Remember Bill Maher saying, he's like, yeah, abortion's killing babies. I'm for that. Horrible, disgusting, sinful, immoral. However, he was honest. If you are an economic liberal, you can't, you listen to that. You can't hear it. You're incapable. Your brain cannot process what he just said. I didn't really intend to make this an economic show. It's not. This show is going to be about what happened with the Secret Service. But you are never going to understand why you will never get change within the Secret Service, the FBI, or anywhere else unless you understand that. The cost of the Secret Service doesn't matter. It's not their money. Trump's not spending his money on it. It's the government's money, either as Biden or Harris or anyone else. And the quality doesn't matter because most of these guys, say the Secret Service director and all these other people, it's not even their lives at risk. It's someone else's. I assure you right now, if someone told them tomorrow, something is going to happen to you, God forbid, someone's going to attack you tomorrow, and you're going to need a guy with first responder skills to do CPR on you, I promise you they would go hunt down some bodyguard who had CPR skills. But because it's the Secret Service and cost and quality don't matter because the government doesn't care about anything, can't do anything right, they stick anybody around the president. They don't care. And that's why you got what you got. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to tune into the show every single weekday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time live. We're the biggest live streamer in the world for conservative politics. We'd love to have you join us. Rumble.com/Bongino or download the Rumble app. Give us a follow on Apple and Spotify, too. Talk to you soon.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.